We're doing Makos. We're up to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, middle of the page. The first word on the line is Kedivrei, and we're going to have another quote of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Chavit Melea Mayim. So you have a barrel filled with water. That water is not kosher for a mikvah, right? It's water that's in a vessel. Shenafela Layam Magadol. Now that barrel spills into the Mediterranean. So you're on a boat, and just under your boat, there's a barrel that spills into the water. And someone else dives into the water right after the barrel. Hatovel Sham, if someone immerses over there in that water, lo alta lo tvila, then his tvila is disqualified. Chayshinan nishlosha lugin shloyub makom echad. We are concerned that maybe three lug of water remained in one place and did not yet mix into the sea, and that disqualifies his tvila. V'davka layam gadol. Now this is only true of the Mediterranean, the kai v'kaimi, that the Mediterranean is a calmer sea. It pretty much, it's a static sea. Aval nara ba'alma, but an ordinary stream, though, you don't have to worry, the water is flowing. You got in the Mediterranean, so there are places where the water settles. What does that mean? Let's continue a little bit more. Let's see Rashi. Just before the white line, okay. So I think this lo al talot vila. Yeah. Rashi learns that what's going on here, Rashi learns a whole big chiddush. We have one of the 18 decrees that Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel made was that if you take Maim Shuvin, you pour it over your head, so then that disqualifies a person from eating Truma. He has to go to mikvah. The idea was that people were going to their mikvahs, and the mikvahs were stagnant water, and so the mikvahs stank very badly. And people would come out of the mikveh and rush to take a shower. And then people started saying, well, if you want to become pure, you need the mikveh and the shower. The mikveh alone doesn't cut it. And they saw that it was only a matter of time before people started saying, the mikveh doesn't do anything. That's stinky water. Just take a shower. So then you wouldn't have mikvehs anymore. So in order to protect the Torah's mikveh, so the rabbis made an institution that anyone who has Maim Shuvin poured over them is disqualified from eating Truma till he goes to mikvah. So that way, no one would think that taking Maim Shuvin, taking a shower, is what will purify you instead of the mikvah. Because on the contrary, after a shower, you need the mikvah. So this was a rabbinic institution in the days of Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. Rashi learns in our Gemara that the concern is that maybe where he dunked was all Maim Shuvim, or primarily Maim Shuvim. And if a person dunks in a place that's primarily Maim Shuvim, so then even if he was pure, he is disqualified from eating Truma. That's how Rashi learns. Now, the truth is that there were two stages to this rabbinic institution. Initially they said, if the person gets covered with Maim Shuvin, he gets disqualified from Truma. Later on they said, even if three lug of water fall on a person, that disqualifies him from eating Truma. I don't know why Rashi goes back and says our concern is maybe Rosho Verubo is in Maim Shuvin. Our Gemara had said our concern is for three lug. And three lug, well, that also appears in their gzera. So I don't know why Rashi, maybe Rashi had a different version. Rashi over here says, but that doesn't exactly answer it. Okay, Tosfos. I'm Rav Yehuda Amarav, Avit Nerea Maim. Kach Girseat HaKuntres, Vekamar Lo Alta Lo Tvila Mishumayim Shuvim, Velo Nireh. דעמידי שבילו השקה כמחוברים לטהרה מטומאה הוא הדין לעניין טבילה נמי. We have a concept of השקה. There is one item in nature, there is one food item in nature that can become pure after it was defiled. Water. If you take defiled water and attach it to a mikvah, so then that water becomes pure. So Rashi says, the same holds true for toiveling in that water. Why wouldn't that water be kosher for immersing? You have an open Talmud in Beitza. The Talmud says, if you have a pitcher filled with water, you can dunk that pitcher with the water, and then when the pitcher goes underwater, then the water that's in the pitcher becomes kosher mikveh water because it came in contact with the mikveh. Yeah, hashaka. The water level rose above the pitcher, and now it all becomes kosher. So you see, it's a clear Gemara in Beitza that tells you that once maim shuvin, even in the vessel, go underwater, they become kosher mikveh water. So how could Rashi learn? My concern is, I have maim shuvim in the Mediterranean. It's not maim shuvim. Once it attached to the Mediterranean, it's kosher mikveh water. Vehei chisal kalei tvila legav mana hamaim shbetocho shuvim velo me'avei. The Tosa says, the water inside the pitcher, they don't get mixed into the mikveh. How does that work? You see, the Talmud's telling you, just connecting hashaka, just connecting the waters is enough. What you have to say is that once the waters connect, then they become kosher, even as part of the mikvah. It's not only that they become pure. Meaning, we know you can put impure water into a mikvah, and then they lose their defilement. But Tosa says, no, it's not only that, they become kosher for immersing in. That's why Tosa says, we have to read that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, a barrel filled with wine, not a barrel filled with water. And that's why the mikveh doesn't work, because the wine stands there. You look overboard, and what you see is a pool of red wine. You look, and then you dunk in that pool of red wine. So then, how could you go and toivel there? Now, ordinarily, a stream, right away, the water flows down, but not in the Mediterranean. Now, Tosfos adds, he says, we have to be talking about white wine, because if it's red wine, so then you could look and see. If there's a pool of red wine, you have a problem. If there isn't a pool of red wine, you don't have a problem. So why does the Gemara say we're concerned that the wine is still there? The answer is because we're talking about white wine. If it were red wine, then you could see right away. Has it dissipated or is it still there? So that's Tosis, how Tosis learns. Back to Rashi. That might be why Rashi went over to the Gzeirah D'Rabbanan. Because maybe what Rashi is trying to say is, Midoraisa, you're right. Once the waters mix, it's okay. This water is kosher. But maybe on the D'Rabbanan level, Rashi was trying to say that on the D'Rabbanan level, it's still Maim Shuvim until it dissipates in the water. Maybe. Then it turns out you have this huge chumrah. Now, where was this relevant? In ancient times, when women had to go to immerse, they'd go to the lake. They'd set up a mikveh by the lake. And you go out to Poland and Krakow, it's freezing cold in the winter. How does a woman go to the mikveh? So sometimes they'd want to pour boiling water around the area where the women were going to toivel, to thaw it out a little bit. How much boiling water can I pour? At what point do I have a situation where she's toiveling and maim shuvim? According to Rashi, I have what to be concerned about. According to Tosfos, I have nothing to be concerned about. Right? Okay, back to our Gemara. Tanya Namiachi. Oh, the supporting Bryce certainly speaks about wine. Chavit Naya Inshnaflali Amagadol.
a barrel filled with wine fell into the Mediterranean. Hatovel sham lo alta lo tvila. If someone immerses there, the tvila doesn't count. We're concerned that you're going to have three lug of drawn water in one place. וכן כיכר של תרומה. And the same holds true. If you have a loaf of bread, of truma bread, שנפל שם, if it falls over there, tamei, it's defiled. Now what's going on here? So you have wine that fell into the Mediterranean. You have a tamei fellow dives in after the wine, and then you have a loaf of bread that falls into that spot. And then you snap up the bread, it's tummy. Mai v'chein, what are you adding here? Mao detema hatamu ki gava chazakei, hachu ki tuma chazaka, kamash malan. You might say, wait a second. What did we do when we said the man is tummy? We didn't invent something new. What we did was, we said he was tamei before he entered this, and nothing changed. His chazaka didn't change. We left him status quo. So it could be that out of a safek, I won't agree to say he's tahar. I'll say leave him status quo. But now you're saying something new. Now you're saying the loaf of bread that fell in was tahar before it fell in. And you're saying that becomes tamei. So that's a much bigger chiddush. So that's the chidush. That's why it's a v'chein. And this is super supportive of the concept that Rav Pesen Zatzal used to stress, that whenever you have the word v'chein, it means lozu afzu. Not only the first thing I told you, but here, notice even a bigger chidush. So that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the v'chein. Not only this, even that. Not only the guy who was tamei remains tamei, but even the loaf of truma will become tamei. And this is a little different than what we said initially, because initially we said chayshinan, we are concerned, and now we're saying it is tamei. That's very difficult. Why is it tamei? It's questionable. I can understand we shouldn't eat it, but would we burn it? Why is that tameh? So that needs a little bit of work. Remember, Rashi stressed that it's all a chayshinon. This is all a concern. You don't know for sure the wine is still there. You don't know for sure it's tameh. So that needs work. Now, furthermore, Rashi adds the word Shema Yain Omed Bin Komo. So I'm not sure what Rashi means to say. On the word Tameh, Rashi says Shema. Rashi seems to say it's Safek Tameh, not Vadai Tameh. Okay. So what do we see so far today? We saw a quote of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav, that when you have a barrel full of water that falls into the Mediterranean, if you go immersing there, the tefillah doesn't count. We're concerned maybe three looks stayed in one place. We said that's a specific halacha by the Mediterranean because the waters don't move too much, but any other river you'd be okay. Rashi said the concern was that I have Maim Sheuvin, that disqualify a person because of the Gzeira Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Tosva said that doesn't make sense because water that goes into a mikvah loses any problematic status. And he quoted the Gemara in Beitza that once you do a shaka, once the water comes in full contact with the other water, it becomes pure. You could even use it as mikvah water. So Tosva doesn't buy that. He says we have to change the wording, that we're talking about a barrel of wine here, just like we were talking later. We're talking about white wine, so you're not sure if it dissipated or not. We brought a support that the Braisa says that a barrel of wine
that falls into the sea, anyone that immerses there does not get pure. And the same is true if a loaf of truma falls there, it becomes tamei. We asked, what's the big chiddush? The answer is, because I would have thought the whole concept is uki gavrach es kosei, leave the man status quo. It was defiled earlier, so leave him as such. So then maybe you should say the same thing about the loaf of truma. And the answer is no. We're super concerned that the wine remained static, and we're super concerned that the wine became tamei, and so misafek, we will even be mitamei the loaf of truma.